Nikki, is there any reason not to begin this meeting?
Nope, we should be good.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. This is Commissioner Barbara Baker. I am beginning the November 20th meeting of the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife. This is what we used to call a conference call. Now we call it a web conference. The differences amongst our meetings are bleeding together with our COVID restrictions. I believe we have everybody on board. I don't see Larry yet. So for now, we at least have a quorum and we can get going. We'll just wait a couple of minutes and make sure that, oh, there's Larry, that everybody gets on board. At the outset, I need to announce that the executive session that was planned for this morning has been struck due to the fact that a few of our commissioners had other and conflicting engagements. I assume we'll do that sometime in the future. And I wonder if anybody has anything they'd like to say before we begin on our agenda. Do I hear Dave?
Co-Chair Baker, maybe this is the appropriate time.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hello. I was contacted by the governor's office last week. As you all know, my term expires at the end of December, and it was J.T. Austin asking if I wanted to continue on the commission, and I declined. I will be, the December meetings will be my last meetings on the commission. And I just wanted to share that. I shared that with the chair a while back, and it just seems like the appropriate time to make that announcement.
Well, you know, this is sort of a sad time for so many reasons. You know, at the last meeting, Molly asked if we could get together in person just because we haven't had the opportunity, and we miss so much in all different ways that we can't talk in person. So I will figure out some little way to fet the outgoing commissioners at the December meeting, but I'd like to just say, I for one, I don't like this, and we will we'll have to figure out what we can do about it later. Maybe we'll get together some point in the future when we can. Does anybody else want to comment?
Go ahead, Don.
Yes, thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Well, David, I just want to say that we'll certainly miss you as a commissioner. You and I haven't been on the same side of every issue that's out there, but we have been on the same side of many issues, and no one has ever questioned how much time you spent on this, how much time you spent with the staff, how much time you've spent being a very good commissioner. And so I just want to say, I didn't expect you were going to say this. This is a little bit of a surprise, but anyway, I just want to say how much I have appreciated working with you through the time I've been here.
So this is Bob, and I'm going to give my ode to Dave at the December meeting.
We hope you sing it, Bob.
Yeah, and I'll follow your fine voice, Bob.
Kim, it looks
this like- is Kim, likewise. Yeah. Losing class of 68.
Yeah, I'll make comments in December. This is Jim.
Sounds like we better set aside quite a chunk of time in December for this kind of thing.
Yeah, future meeting David, planning agenda.
David, be thinking about fishing trips for us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe we can roast him a little bit in December as well. David, thanks for giving us an update. We'll talk soon, okay?
So I just want to go out of order to on a different issue to give one of our commissioners a real pat on the back. I had somebody send me a link to an Audubon lunch series called Protecting Birds and the Places They Need. And they said in the text that came with it that Commissioner Thorburn, who we all affectionately call Kim, that her opening statements were, and I quote, poetic. And so I said, oh, well, okay, that'll be fun to watch. And I clicked on it. And this little 1 hour presentation, which included our biologist, Mike Schroeder, was absolutely mesmerizing. I thought I'd be on it for a minute and a half and see what Kim had to say. I'm going to ask Nikki to send it to all of us. If any of us want to remember why we're on this commission, this little 1 hour piece on the shrub step, which we all think we kind of understand, was incredible. And Kim, I'd just like to say that you really were poetic. And so thank you for doing that. So Nikki, I'll send the link to you if you don't already have it. And if you'd send it to everybody, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, Barbara?
Yes.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay. Another point of interest. Last week, I went down to Whatcom Creek. The chum are coming up there to the hatchery, but there's a seal deterrent, a acoustic device that's being tried there. It was tried at the Ballard Locks. And Nate is orchestrating. It was, I think, Ben Anderson in his office, or I think that's his name, was there filming it. So DFW is going to have a snippet or another video piece about this seal deterrent and or sea lion and seal deterrent. It's really impressive. It'll keep them out about 40 or 50 meters from getting close to where the salmon are going up the ladder at the hatchery there.
Okay, and we have a agenda item for general discussion. So be thinking about these kind of things to raise at the end of the meeting as well. But if there's no further ado, maybe we should go straight to agenda item A, which is the forest management project. This is also a decision. Richard, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay.
And I do have the PowerPoint up, Nicole, so I could share my screen. It'd probably be more efficient that way.
Yeah, whatever is best for you. I've got it pulled up as a PDF as well, so.
Okay.
Looks good.
Everybody can see it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Director Sesslin, members of the commission, I come before you with a request for two forest management projects that will happen in 2021. Any projects that are over 1 million board feet of timber harvested have to be approved by the commission. And we've got two projects that I'm gonna show to you today. One of them is in the Chelan Wildlife Area, and it's actually gonna be implemented as two projects in two phases. And these two phases add up to about 3 million board feet. It's about 750 acres. We're thinning mostly pine and dry mixed conifer forest. We'll be taking about 3/4 of a truckload per acre, and we'll leave 20 to 40 of the biggest, nicest trees per acre. The other project's on the LT Murray. It's called Upper Robinson. It'll involve about 1.2 million board feet on 390 acres. We'll take about half a truckload of wood per acre, and it's a little drier site, so we're leaving a 25 to 35 trees. It's just a little different makeup. Here's the location of the sites. And the ones north of Wenatchee, if you can see my cursor, Birch Mountain is the mountain immediately north of the city of Wenatchee. And then the Swakane is up over the ridge north of Kashmir. And just zooming in, the Birch Mountain is kind of a very dry ridge top that will be thinning. And then Swakane is kind of further up, really dense forests in an area where there've been a lot of fires, and we want to kind of thin that one out before it burns. So here's kind of the conditions we have now. It's supposed to be pine savanna, and it's filled in with a lot of Douglas fir. The plan is to come in thin, leave the bigger pines, and then without the competition for water and space, they can develop into those great big orange peely bark trees that you kind of don't see very often anymore. The Upper Robinson Project is on the L.T. Murray west of Ellensburg. We've done a lot of work on the L.T. Murray in the last 4 years, and this is kind of going to help thin out and protect those areas closest to the edge of town. It's in a kind of a drainage where the forest is all overstocked, and we're basically going to do the same kind of thing. Really dense Douglas fir that have moved in the absence of fire, wildfire, thin it out to open bigger pines. And this is a project where I've got the cursor. That's the post-project condition of a project of an area we treated 2 years ago called Lower Robinson. So this is less than a mile away from where we're going to work. And so here's, you can see what it looked like when we did the project 2 years ago, adjacent to where we're going to be working right now, with the goal of getting that open pine savanna back. There it is from 2018, before and after. And that's it. Those are the two projects we're hoping to do next year.
Does anybody have questions or comments? I see Commissioner Anderson has his hand raised.
A couple questions. Just with regard to the projects, you mentioned that you seek approval for projects over 1 million board feet from the commission. I'm curious, just for background, how many projects fall below that and then are being done on an annual basis, if there is a number?
Commercial projects, we might do three a year, and two out of the three are over 1 million board feet. And then we've been doing a lot of pre-commercial projects in the last few years. And with those, you just cut the trees and leave them on the ground or pile them up and burn them. And there's no measurement of the board feet on the pre-commercial work.
My guess is that you've kept a pretty good record of the various treatments and sales and the like over the past, 10 years or so. That's correct? Correct.
I've got it. Yeah. We the commission approved a forest management plan in 2014, and I've got a spreadsheet with every project since then, with acres and board feet and how many tons of fuel removed and how many truckloads of wood went to the mill, all that.
I guess I'd be interested in looking at that, and also in the post-COVID period, which we're all looking forward to, I'd be very interested in going out and having a site visit at some point. So I think the work that you're doing is really good.
Wonderful.
Okay, there I see.
Nicole, should I send that table to you so you can distribute it?
Yes, please.
Okay, will do.
There are two other hands raised currently. I don't know what order you guys raised them in, so I'm just going to call on Commissioner Linville and then Commissioner Thorburn. Currently, you're both muted.
Thank you, Vice Chair. On the summary sheet, it says the steep parts of the Swakane unit will likely be treated with aerial yarding or cable-assisted machinery. Yes. And my question is, what does will likely actually mean? Does it mean if it... Is it too expensive, it won't be thinned at all, or if, I'm just curious what likely means.
You bet. Yeah. It depends on what equipment the available loggers have. So it'll be cable or tether assisted harvesting, but we don't know what the winning bidder is going to have.
Okay, so a little follow up, if I might. I'm absolutely for these projects. My concern is that on those steep slopes, of course, you know, just soil erosion and that kind of thing. And so I guess my concern is I don't want to approve something and then have sort of the lowest bidder have the wrong equipment for the percentage of slope. And then, you know, I just don't want to approve. I want to know what I'm approving, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No problem. Yeah, they're going to be required to use one of those two methods.
Okay.
And they are going to be less erosion. The cable ones is basically they lift the logs up and pull them through the air to a tower, and that's a way to avoid erosion problems. And the tether assisted is basically they have a cable tied to the piece of machinery that goes down over the edge of the hill. And they use a winch to pull the equipment up and down so they're not tearing up the soil with their tracks. We're going to require that they use one of those, but we don't know which one the winner will have.
Perfect. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Okay, Commissioner Thornburn.
Thanks, Richard. Just a couple of questions, short questions. Do you leave any of the Doug fir is the first? And the second, do you follow these logging efforts at all with prescriptive fire?
We will leave Douglas fir. Historically, the ratio of pine to fir was probably 60% pine and 40% fir. And right now we probably have 80% fir and 20% pine. So we're going to disproportionately thin out the fir, but we will leave fir. But we'll try to get it back into the ratio where it historically was. What was your second question? Oh, fire.
Whether you follow,
We follow thinning projects with prescribed fire whenever we possibly can, in areas where the forest is historically dependent on fire. In the last 6 years, we've done about, I want to say, and you can see from the spreadsheet I'll send, I think we've thinned about 12,000 acres and about 5,000 have been followed up with fire in the last 6 years. We can't follow up with fire in everywhere because some places it's logistically too difficult, but we do it whenever we possibly can.
Are there any other questions or comments from commissioners? And seeing none, do we have a motion?
I move to approve the two.
Go for it, Kim.
I move to approve the two forest thinning projects as presented by staff.
I will second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that the two forest projects that have been submitted to us by staff this morning are approved. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Post same sign. Okay, well, thank you, Richard. Go thin some trees.
Sounds right, thank you.
Okay.
I'll find out now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We are to agenda item B, which is future meeting plan.